Maybe you're looking to grow in Christ. Maybe you're looking to know if God does really exist. Well, you've come to the right place as we go to God's Word for answers for life. Abounding Grace with Pastor Chris Gordon is coming up next. Join us. Welcome to today's edition of Abounding Grace with Pastor Chris Gordon from United Reformed Church here in Linden. Each day we come to you with just a few minutes of time to spend in God's Word that we might grow in grace, that we might find ourselves encouraged in our walk with Christ. And for those who are seeking to know if God really does exist, well, the answers again are found right here in God's Word. Won't you join us for this edition of Abounding Grace? Here's Pastor Chris Gordon.
Well, thank you for tuning in today to Abounding Grace. If you've been with us this week, you know we're studying this very challenging section at the end of the book of Romans, chapter 16, where the Apostle Paul gives a very sobering warning, a warning that I believe needs to be heard in the church today, a warning that we have to give the most utmost attention to because of the gravity and the consequence of what happens if we don't hear this. This is what he says in Romans chapter 16, beginning at verse 17. Now I urge you, brethren, note those who cause divisions and offenses contrary to the doctrine which you learned, and avoid them. For those who are such do not serve our Lord Jesus Christ, but their own belly, and by smooth words and flattering speech deceive the hearts of the simple. Why does this go on? How does this go on? The Apostle Paul is concerned because he knows that savage wolves will come in, not sparing the flock, and they will rise up from among ourselves and do this. They will attack the truth, and that's what we've looked at this week, is that it's an attack on the truth. We're not talking about the peripheral disputes that happen in the life of a church body. Those can turn into something very big. The Bible always comes and it tells us, stop that. You're one body, unify. We're talking about those in the life of the church who specifically attack what is being received, attack the message proclaimed, attack it and seek to draw away people after their own agendas and their own ideas to win them to their side. Oh, that's dangerous. The Bible has always warned against this. The severity of the punishment coming upon those who do this, but also because of the casualties that are involved, it is just something that we as the church have to give ourselves to fight against. Now, I start today by saying something that 1 John says, but the anointing which you have received from him abides in you, and you do not need that anyone teach you, but as the same anointing teaches you concerning all things and is true and is not a lie, and just as it has taught you, you will abide in him. So you not only know the doctrine which accords with godliness, you know how Christ, and this is so important, you know what Christ has taught you if you're a Christian. You know he has taught you to love. You know he's taught you how to serve one another. You know what are the ways proper to handle disputes. You know by those who live and act in the life of the church, be discerning. You have the Spirit. Be discerning. Discernment is so wanting today. Discerning the truth, discerning truth from error. Now, this is what I want to ask today on Abounding Grace. What is their mode of operation in the life of the church? In other words, who is it? How are we to recognize them? This is what Paul writes in verse 18. For those who are such do not serve our Lord Jesus Christ, but their own belly, and by smooth words and flattering speech, deceive the hearts of the simple. There are three characteristics there that define those who are disrupting the unity of the church. What is the first? He says they do not serve Christ, but themselves. Now remember that word serve can have the idea of worship. So they're worshiping their own bellies. It means their own appetites. They're only after their own agendas and not that of Christ. Philippians 3 says that. For many walk, of whom I've told you often, and now tell you even weeping, that they are enemies of the cross of Christ, whose end is destruction, whose God is their belly, and whose glory is their shame, who set their mind on earthly things. Do you hear him? You must take this warning seriously, for many, he says, are not walking this way, and I weep over it. This is love. I tell you, it's the most painful thing to see. Why is Paul weeping? Why does he have such a longing heart? He says, because they're among us. I've told you this weeping, that many of those who claim Christianity are actually enemies of the cross of Christ. What a strong statement. Paul is crying here because not only of what's going on, the damage, but because of the effect it has on the true believer. And he says in the middle of this, their God is their belly, their glory is their shame. What is that? The praise they receive and the attention from men is their shame. Somehow these people delight in their divisive behavior. When I first entered the ministry, I heard one man come up and tell me, I've been kicked out of church 5 times as he began an argument with me. We always have these people who usually have their one doctrine. You always notice it. They're one issue people. They have their one doctrine. And on this, they're going to bring you into submission to them. And this is what Paul notes here. He says, by smooth words and flattering speech, they deceive. Here's the backwardness of this. Smooth words and flattery are the things spoken that appeal to us. You know, it's the stuff we like. And they do it to gain for themselves, gain a hearing. So different from the apostles. I want you to listen to the mindset of a faithful shepherd. Listen to 1 Thessalonians 2:2. As you know, we were bold in our God to speak to you the gospel of God in much conflict. For our exhortation did not come from error or uncleanness, nor was it in deceit. But as we have been approved by God to be entrusted with the gospel, even so we speak, not as pleasing men, but God who tests our hearts. For neither at any time did we use flattering words, as you know, nor a cloak for covetousness, God is our witness, nor did we seek glory from men, either from you or from others, when we might have made demands as apostles of Christ, but we were gentle among you just as a nursing mother cherishes her own children. Look, this is huge. There is always a certain mark by which you know a false prophet or a false teacher in the life of the church. It's flattery. Flattery, sweet talk, an exertion of praise of another with the goal of winning that person to your viewpoint. That's their mode. That's how you know. It's a false sense of interest in one's life with an ulterior motive. And the worst part about this? It's who they prey on. It says, they deceive the hearts of the simple. The naive is really the emphasis there. The weak Christians, those who need the sweet talk, those who are the down and outs, and the things that are not being met by the strong, the needs, so the weak are their prey. 2 Timothy 3 says it this way. These have a form of godliness, but deny its power. And from such people, turn away. For of this sort are those who creep into households and make captives of gullible women loaded down with sins, led away by various lusts, always learning and never able to come to a knowledge of the truth. Now, as Jannes and Jambres resisted Moses, do you hear it? These also resist the truth. Do you hear their mode of operation? They start, here Paul says, they start with weak women. They prey on weak, gullible women loaded down with a lot of sins in their lives. This was really the way Satan started in the garden, didn't he? He preyed on the woman. History has proved this. Satan's most effective tools have been to destroy have been upon women. This is what Paul says. They prey on gullible women loaded down who are carried away by various lusts. That's a tough message, I know, but it's something you have to recognize that is biblical. Are you hearing this as for what it is? Why would I teach this on Abounding Grace? Why would Paul give such attention to this? Why is this in the Bible over and over and over again? Constantly warning, be careful, look, listen, watch. Why? Well, because it's love. This is so important. This is how the flock is protected. And so as a church, we need to watch those who aren't grounded, the novices, those who are new to the faith, the younger widows, those who are unstable. This is not a criticism. Everyone's in a different place. What it's saying is the apostle is describing those who these wolves prey upon. The strong aren't going to give ear. I mean, you just know that. The strong aren't going to give ear to this stuff. It's the naive. It's those whose Christianity is surface. Now, how do we deal with this? How do we deal with this? How does the apostle call us to deal with this? You'll notice there are three things here. In this text of Romans 16, we're just going to briefly look at one here, and then we'll come back to this tomorrow. Notice what he says in verse 17. Note those who do this, who cause divisions and offenses contrary to the doctrine which you've learned. It's scopein, from where we get the word scope. So here's the first responsibility. Scope them. Mark them out. Boy, that's just the opposite of everything everyone tells us to do today, isn't it? Don't say anything about anyone. Don't mention them. Don't offend. Don't criticize. Here we're receiving a command. What are you being told to do here? Put them under the microscope. Know who they are and keep an eye on them. Paul did this all the time, warning the sheep of those who were out to shipwreck their faith. Listen to 2 Timothy 4. Alexander the coppersmith did me much harm. May the Lord repay him according to his works. You must also beware of him, for he's greatly resisted our words. Notice that. At my first offense, no one stood with me, but all forsook me. May it not be charged against them. But the Lord stood with me and strengthened me so that the message might be fully preached through me and that the Gentiles might hear. And I was delivered out of the mouth of the lion. No one stood with him. Everyone abandoned him when this Alexander spoke out against him. But the Lord strengthened them. He says, mark them, scope them. Those who cause divisions, don't give them an ear. Why? Well, you know, the truth is so precious, my friends. If you're in the church, the truth is the deposit given to save souls. It's the truth given to pull people out of the fire. Don't let wolves attack that. This is the great message today. We must give the most earnest heed to the things which we've heard. This gospel preached, and not give any opportunity to the adversary to attack this glorious truth.
Growing in grace so that we don't groan in disgrace. This has been Abounding Grace with Pastor Chris Gordon from United Reformed Church here in Linden. We spend just a few minutes a day together, but it's our hope and prayer that those few minutes help you grow in your understanding of God's great love for you and I in His Son, Jesus Christ. As always, questions, comments, and prayer requests are more than welcome. We'd love to dialogue with you, especially as it relates to our union in Christ. You can call us 360-318-0429. That's 360-318-0429. If you would like to write to us, the address is 8650 Benson Road. We're here in Linden, Washington. The zip code is 98264. And again, as always, you're welcome to contact us by phone, especially if you would like directions to the church. If you're planning on a visit, we'd love to see you. We meet at 10 a.m. and 7 p.m. on the Lord's Day at 8650 Benson Road here in Linden. Directions, again, call 360-318-0429. Or better yet, visit our website. Learn a bit more about us here at United Reformed Church in Linden and Abounding Grace, who we are and what we believe. LindenURC.com. Again, LindenURC.com. We even have a map, directions to the church, if you'd like to join us. LindenURC.com or 360-318-0429. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.